Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Kim.
Today is Saturday.
August 29th.
August 29th, 2020. And
first we gotta get into Black Panther. Black Panther died yesterday.
Alright, hold on. Well, I wanna do that. Pull up that my favorite part of Infinity War. But it doesn't say it in that.
No, not that clip. He died from colon cancer. He's 43 years old. He's been battling colon cancer since 2016. So I guess during the filming of Black Panther, he was actually struggling and dealing with suffering from colon cancer, and he died yesterday.
Which is crazy, man. Which is crazy. Like,
nobody even knew he had cancer. It's like,
nah, he took a picture maybe like 4 months ago, and I was like, oh shit, he looks a little skinny. And then people were like, oh, well, maybe he's just doing that for a role.
Yeah, I didn't know. I thought he was only in Black Panther. I didn't know, like, he was in James Brown movie.
He played James Brown. Hold on, let's applaud him. Applaud him every time I say something. Just
forever, he'll go down in history as the Black Panther. No matter who they get to recast him,
yeah,
he'll still be the Black Panther.
He played T'Challa and Black Panther. We all know that. But I said it earlier, but we don't have to applaud this one because we just applaud him earlier. But he also played James Brown in Get On Up. And then he also played
Jackie Robinson
in 42. Let's applaud him.
And I didn't even realize. I thought his first, his first big major breakout movie was Black Panther.
No.
You don't think so?
No. 42, Jackie Robinson movie was a big movie.
That's what got him, like,
And so was James Brown, Get On Up. Like, that was a big movie as well.
I know James Brown was. I saw that in movie theater, but I didn't even put it together that was the same guy that was in Black Panther.
But the people that recognize him, you could say that Infinity War, not Infinity War,
Black Panther?
Nah, his first movie as Black Panther was Captain America Civil War.
Okay.
So that was, he was in Captain America Civil War.
Oh, shit.
Then he did Black Panther, and then he did Infinity War, and then everybody was like, oh my God,
Endgame.
I can't believe. Then he did Endgame, barely did Endgame. But, let's have a moment of silence. Let's make it at least 10 seconds for the good brother, Chadwick Boseman. Chadwick Boseman. All right, so moment of silence. We're starting right now.
He's only a couple years older than me. Colon cancer is, something like usually by the time people find out they have it, they're too far gone.
It's so sad, man. I don't even know what to say.
I think he really made black people proud in that movie.
He made everybody proud. All Marvel fans proud in that movie.
Yeah, because I remember people couldn't wait for that movie to come out. Black Panther, oh my God, what, Black Panther? They got a black superhero movie? Like Black Panther?
I mean, there's been other black superhero movies, but
not like
it was
that.
Just, it was more like the message in the movie about how, Wakanda was this special place, and And Wakanda had all this extra wealth and money and vibranium and things like that, but yet they still let slavery happen in the United States and across the globe.
Yeah.
And that was the hidden message. Like, Wakanda had all this to stop it, and you guys did nothing about it. You had the weapons, you had the money, but yet you still let you guys basically hid from everybody and still allowed slavery to go across this earth like wildfire. So that was like the message in the movie. But you know, he played a hell of a role in multiple movies, but that's what I always remember him as, is the Black Panther.
Yeah.
I just feel bad for him, his kids, his family.
Yeah, besides that, like,
his wife.
He died at home with his wife and children, or child, or whatever the case may be. So he wasn't in the hospital alone. He was home with his family when he died, which doesn't make it any better, but at least he wasn't alone.
So Chadwick died.
I mean,
coronavirus.
Kobe dies. Like,
Kobe, the friggin'
year.
The crazy ass coronavirus. This has been a miserable year, man.
Yeah.
A miserable year. Sports are canceled.
Well, we'll see.
For the most part, they have been.
NFL's supposed to be starting up soon. We'll see, though. We'll see if that actually works.
But, wow. 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 That's all I can say is wow. But I was just shocked when somebody was like, yo, Black. I'm like, what?
Yesterday. At first, we thought it was Michael B. Jordan. Like, what?
No, he said Black Panther. I'm like, Black Panther? I'm like, all the Black Panthers are already dead. Like, what are you talking about?
Black Panther, I thought it was Michael B. Jordan. I'm like, we must be talking about the actor that plays Black Panther. I don't know why I thought it was Michael B. Jordan.
You were
like,
thinking Michael B. Jordan. Yeah. I wasn't thinking Michael B. Jordan.
I'm like, oh, shit.
Chadwick? No.
He really did die.
Oh, I couldn't believe it.
He really did die yesterday.
Couldn't believe it, but just sad. Just sad. But I don't want to keep continuing on Mopey down, but let's respect that man and what he's done. We'll always be remembered. He should be in
the
Marvel Hall of Fame. He's definitely in the Marvel Hall of Fame.
Do they have one?
I don't know, but they should make one if they don't have one. He should definitely be in it. So
the Marvel Hall of Fame.
But let's get into other tragic news.
Well, since we touched on it, we actually talked about it the other day with Missouri, who called in the Jacob Blake shooting and stuff in Kenosha, Wisconsin. So then apparently there was a 17-year-old vigilante, Kyle Rittenhouse.
Well, he was with a group of vigilantes as well.
That called themselves militia, walking around with their assault rifles and stuff, and the cops were, thank you. We appreciate you. You're doing a good job.
Yeah.
So the story goes, Kyle Rittenhouse was allegedly hired to protect a car dealership.
Allegedly.
Yeah, from getting burned down or looted or whatever, destroyed by protesters and rioters. So it's him and his militia. He's 17. They were hired to protect a car dealership.
Allegedly.
Something happened. They were at a gas station, and a bunch of people were like, yeah, they're like, you look crazy. What are you guys doing out here with guns? Like, you're not the police. Like, you guys look crazy. I don't know what happened. It was online. It says it's an incident over a plastic bag, and he shot this guy five times. Like, one bullet went straight through his head. So then he starts running.
His friends or whoever
he was
protesting with.
Somebody's like, yo, you just killed this man, and started chasing after him. Kyle started running down the street and fell and tripped, and then he just started shooting people. He killed the guy with the skateboard. He shot him right through his head, and then he shot another
guy
in the arm.
The skateboard in the head?
Right through the head, yeah.
So he shot two people in the head?
Yes. Well, the one guy shot five times, but one of the shots went through his head.
The first victim was shot five times?
Yes.
And
the guy
that was
once.
Chasing him with the skateboard was shot once in the head.
Yeah.
And then he shot with the guy that he also had it. He had also had a gun, but he was chasing him with the
So then the cops coming, right? The cops coming. He's walking down the street, puts his hands up, and the cops go right past him.
Right by him.
And everybody's yelling, like, yo, what are you doing? He just killed two people. Like, what are you guys doing? Like,
what was it, three, four cops just rode right by him?
Rode right past him. I guess they were looking for, he wasn't the right color.
And then he goes to the cop's window and says that that man needs medical attention. And then he dips.
Yeah, he ran back home to Illinois because he got arrested in Illinois.
Dips. A man crosses state lines with a 17-year-old with an assault rifle. Of course he don't have a driver's license. What? How does he have an assault rifle?
He might. I mean, he might. Other states are different.
Fine, but can you have an assault rifle in the state of Illinois?
Let's look it up. 17.
17 years old. Are you allowed to have an assault rifle? A deadly assault rifle. Hold on.
Get that mouse.
A deadly assault rifle.
What was it said? It was an AR-15. That's my phone.
A deadly assault rifle.
Illinois to have a weapon. Yeah, okay, so in Illinois, he has to be at least 21.
Okay.
Before he can purchase an assault rifle.
Okay.
21. Well, they're saying a long gun, so I'm assuming a long gun is an assault rifle.
Yeah, that counts as an assault rifle.
Okay.
Okay, so definitely not.
Right.
So he's definitely not allowed to even have it.
21 or older, yeah.
Okay, so he's definitely not allowed to have it. So what are we doing here with the police in, what's that place called? Kenosha?
Kenosha.
What are we doing with the police in Kenosha?
Why did they just ride past this kid? He looks like a kid. He doesn't look like a grown man. He looks like a child with a bulletproof vest and an assault rifle on. Like,
You offered him water. You offered him water.
Hey, we appreciate you. You're doing a good job.
Doing a good job. You just murdered two people when you put the gun in the hands of children.
Not just, like, they shouldn't have allowed to have been out there anyway. I don't care. If there's people rioting and protesting outside right now and I grab my assault rifle, like, I'm protecting my house, so they're going to arrest me.
Not necessarily.
You don't think so?
My biggest issue is you shot a man 7 times
because
you thought he was going, an unarmed man. You thought he had a knife.
That's just the
See, that's the thing. This is what's bugging me out.
That's just the thought. Excuse they're using.
Yeah, that's true. But when you see
children guns,
a white person with a gun, it's not an issue.
Nah.
It's okay. You're doing a good job.
They weren't scared of
Thank
them.
Thank you,
all.
Guys. At all.
But if you
weren't
think,
scared of them at all.
The minute you think a black person as a weapon, you fear for your life.
As soon as you think a black man
whether they do
was
or
going for a knife and you have guns pointed on them and tasers and it's three to four of you, you have to
take his life.
Execute
Kill
him.
That man.
They were not afraid of that white guy with the gun.
Nah.
At all.
They were
But yet...
them.
You shoot a black man because you think he's going for a knife.
Yes.
Because you think.
Because he walked away from you.
He's going for a knife. Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's just the.
That's not clear signs of racism. Then I don't know.
Hypocrisy of the law. You didn't decide to check this guy's permit. You didn't decide to question what is he doing there at a peaceful rally.
You're not even
with a. High-powered assault rifle.
You don't even live in that state either. Like
a man probably lost his arm, and two people lost their lives.
Yeah.
Okay. Regardless of, it's not about
you know
color
what the
or not.
Debate is?
There was two white people died.
You know what the debate is? Whether to charge this 17-year-old with
as an adult
or no.
That's what they need
one
to charge
murder
with.
Or two.
Why?
That's what the debate.
Why?
Whether to charge him with one or two?
Because the one kid hit him with a skateboard. The one kid hit him with a skateboard because he had killed his friend.
Yeah, his attorney's saying that he justified his right to bear arms and protect himself because they were chasing him.
Chasing him.
But they chased him because he just shot this guy 5 times.
He ran.
Bloody and
he ran because he murdered somebody. That's why. What could make a mob of people chase an armed and dangerous man?
Exactly.
Let's lose common sense here. What would make a mob chase an armed and dangerous man?
Because I know I wouldn't. Like, oh shit.
He murdered somebody.
Shot somebody.
And
I'm
they wanted vigilante justice. And they were about to whoop his ass. To go approach a man
with
a high-powered assault rifle. He had to do something wrong.
Obviously.
He did do something wrong. He murdered a man.
Yeah.
He murdered a man in cold blood.
Yeah. over a grocery store bag.
Whatever the case may be, you went out there. You didn't go out there because you were out there to protect and serve.
Mm-hmm.
You went out there because you were ready for war.
Yes.
You were looking for a reason to shoot somebody. You were looking for a reason to take somebody's life.
Yes.
All right, the guy, you got hit in the head with a skateboard and you started shooting. Okay, you could probably justify that. You were assaulted. But you can't justify that. How can you justify shooting a man? Hold on. What is this lawyer talking about? He has the right to bear arms. No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. Because he's not 21.
What do you mean? It's in his constitutional right to be able to bear arms and protect himself. No, it's murder. What do you mean? We don't have to charge him with one or two. You had an illegal weapon and you killed two people.
Actually, you're right. Yeah, because
how?
He's underage. Yeah,
definitely.
So how is that even his argument? But it
there
is
no
that
argument.
Is his argument.
There is no argument. You murdered. You had an illegal gun. An illegal gun, and you took two people's lives. What are you talking about?
And Benjamin Crump's not representing this kid.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But Benjamin, you know what Benjamin Crump should do? He should fucking represent the two white kids that lost their lives protesting.
I know.
In the name of justice.
Representing Jacob Blake.
Yeah. They were out there protesting peacefully, okay? They lost their lives.
Right.
Why? Because a fucking racist motherfucker went out there with an assault rifle.
And if the
an illegal assault rifle.
If the cops would have just stopped them when they drove past
exactly,
the first time.
Exactly.
Like,
if the cops did their job, that would have never happened. You just think just because he's white, he's allowed to have a gun, right?
He's okay.
That's what they're thinking.
He's helping
That's their
us.
Train of thought.
He's helping the police.
That's their train of thought.
We're shorthanded. He's helping us. Yeah.
No, he's helping us. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What should have happened was they should have fucking made sure they checked every last one of those fucking... Listen, how is a kid all over social media? He's a terrorist.
Right.
He's all over the social media with rifles and shit. He's not allowed to have them.
Right.
I would put his fucking piece of shit parents... Remember Missouri talking about parents and shit? I would put his piece of shit parents... in fucking jail because their fucking son, their underage son is out there fucking killing people.
Yes.
With probably their rifles.
Because actually in Wisconsin, you got to be 21 to have a gun too. So it's not even like, it's only in Illinois.
And he just crossed over state lines. No, he crossed over state lines with a fucking deadly weapon.
Actually, I think it's 21 for every state. New Jersey doesn't matter. Like, you have to be 21 to open.
How could this lawyer even say anything stupid like that? He was in the right because he was in the right to bear arms.
Yeah.
No. You're too young to have a gun. Period. You can't even buy cigarettes. What are you doing with an assault rifle?
Like, how do you even know how to use it? From probably his parents told him.
Oh, it's not hard to just pull a trigger.
He had fucking bullets all up and down his chest. Like, he had
Thought he was Rambo.
Yeah.
But you end up smoking two innocent young men. Protesting. Is that what we're doing here? Is that what we're doing here? This cocksucker Kyle Rittenhouse? Is that what we're doing here? He could just take two people's lives with an illegal weapon? So he might as well just had a gun. That he bought the road. That he bought off the road. They didn't even stop him. Didn't even stop him.
He's the wrong color. He's not the man we're looking for.
Didn't even stop him. Didn't question him. Arrested him peacefully at his house the next day after he took two people's lives.
After they saw the video and realized it was him.
Wow.
Yeah. They didn't know it was him until they saw the video.
Wow. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This kid can shoot two people. Two peaceful protesters. One hit him with a skateboard, yes. But you had an illegal gun. Why would you? There is no argument about this. This kid, honestly, to be honest with you, this kid should be given the death penalty.
I agree.
This kid should be tried as an adult, which I'm sure he will be. First degree murder. And possibly should be on death row.
You know what? This actually makes sense because it says the whole Jacob Blake thing. First of all, I want to know why he's under arrest, because it said that he was handcuffed to the hospital bed. What is he under arrest for?
Put his ticket on. Give his mama's ticket for resisting arrest, and take your fucking lawsuit, which is coming, okay?
He already paralyzed the boy, like, the man.
Arrested. Arrested for what?
That's what I want to know, what he's arrested for, but it said...
Did he kill anybody? No.
What
is he handcuffed like he's some kind of fucking flight risk? What are you talking... He can't even walk. What are you... Yeah.
This says here that some witnesses reported that Jacob Blake had been trying to break up a fight when police arrived. He was responding to a report of family trouble. If true, Smart said the police response could send the message to black children that it is too risky to help their neighbors defuse an argument or deal with a problem. Like, you can't fucking, don't go break that fight up between your neighbors because you're going to get shot. You're going to get accused of being wrong. It's going to be your fault.
No, that's just when white racist cops come up to the scene.
But there's white racist
just,
cops everywhere.
Yeah,
said,
no,
it happened
I'm
to you. It happened to him. Like, but they didn't shoot you, but they easily could have.
Oh, they wanted to.
Yeah.
They wanted to. I'm saying when white racist cops come to a scene and they just suspect that the black guy is the reason why they're there.
Yes.
They're gonna fucking
so
do, they're gonna act like that.
Yeah.
They're gonna act like that. Instead of doing their due diligence, investigating, asking
why am I here? What's going on? Like, they just automatically...
What's going on? If they were called there for two female domestic violence fights...
Who are you going after the man for?
Why are you
going
to go after the guy? It's ridiculous. It's going to be ridiculous. Hold on, let me grab it.
Yeah, it is. It's just ridiculous. Like, what do you... If I was him, that would be why I was walking away. Like, yo, go talk to them. They're the ones that were fighting. Like, you were called because of them, not me. What are you following me for? Like, go deal with them. Go deal with those bitches. They're the ones that got you out here in the first place. Not me. But the problem is, there's white racist cops everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah.
And then, like, no matter what they do, they can fire the whole police department in every city and every state. And they're just going to hire more. There's just too many fucking hateful people in this world. And my boss actually brought up a good point at work the other day. Because she's like, you know... She's hoping that Donald Trump doesn't get reelected because she's like, when Obama was president, she's like, there was so much more unity.
Yeah.
That, like, it wasn't so, she's like, ever since Trump became president, she's like, the world is so divided. Like, blacks are against whites and Spanish and this and that. Like,
nah,
everybody is,
I don't think it's
It's
think
not
it's like
that bad, but
I
it is divided.
Cops.
It is divided, though.
I think it's a cop thing. A cop, and then, yes, there is a lot of, racism has
yes.
just been out blatantly out
in
the
open.
The hate for the Spanish, the Mexicans, the blacks, the fucking
Indians,
whites,
like,
whoever.
Yeah.
Anybody that's not white is basically hated on.
And they're just blatantly out and out in the open with it. Whereas when Obama was president, there wasn't so much hatred in the world. At least not obvious, like out in the open. It wasn't, people weren't rubbing it
in
your
face. They were closeted racism.
Yeah.
Closeted racism.
Yeah, they weren't bragging about it.
But the fucking fact that the Constitution, all right. So what's worse, resisting arrest or flat out murder?
Of course, murder.
Or attempted murder.
A murder, attempted murder.
Okay, so how is this man? How is this man who was violated? I feel like he was violated. Just because I don't listen to the cops doesn't mean that I'm some kind of two-bit criminal.
And
he should
be murdered. Yeah.
If I don't. All right, I don't comply with the police. That doesn't mean I should be shot seven times
you
in my back.
If you don't comply with the police, it means that, what the fuck are, like,
what does that mean?
Bothering me for?
What does that mean?
I mean,
that
I don't comply with the police
You should be
either.
Executed because you don't comply with the police.
I do now, but I didn't always comply.
I know I don't. It depends. If I'm not doing anything wrong,
but you know what? I
and you come
now.
Attacking me and harassing me and accusing me and pointing fingers and acting like assholes, I'm going to react. If you bring your negative energy towards me, I'm going to give you the same negative energy back. Okay?
You know,
like it or not, it's just how it is.
I used to fucking not respect law enforcement and stuff, but now I don't know that I respect them more. I fear them. So when they come, I'm like, just sit still. Don't move. Don't make any sudden movements.
That
like,
makes no sense.
That's fear.
That makes no sense for people that are supposed to be here to protect and serve you.
Yeah.
Protect and serve you, not make you scared and fear for your life from him?
I'll be in a passenger seat and I put my hands on the dash like, I don't got nothing.
I don't got nothing. Yeah, remember the time you got pulled over and you pulled out a fucking, oh, I'm going to go to the mailbox. I'm going to go to the mailbox and put up a fucking, I'm like, what are you doing?
I didn't know that.
What are you doing? Like, what are you doing?
I put a fucking air freshener up. Yeah, and the guy comes running
like
over.
Trying to fucking hide something.
But I'm like, you were just at my window. You know I'm not hiding anything. There is no weed smell. You were just standing right here. Like, what are you hiding? What am I hiding?
I'm
like,
just saying, that was stupid. I
saw it when I got my license and registration. Like, oh, let me put this air freshener up. Not even thinking that they're going to think that I was trying to hide weed. And the guy's like, well, most people do that when they're trying to hide weed. I'm like, you were just here. Like, you just had your head in my window. You didn't smell.
He tried to act like he smelled it. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, dude.
Like,
stop lying.
It.
You know
like,
you don't smell no fucking
there
weed.
There ain't no weed.
And if there was, so what, motherfucker? Get on. Like, okay. Get the fuck out of
here,
man.
There's no fucking weed. We don't smoke weed.
I can't stand it. But anyway, in other news, besides this murdering bastard from hell.
Well, then there was another thing that happened in Georgia. It was 36 kids that had been kidnapped were found and rescued. I guess they were, like, involved in a sex trafficking ring, and 9 people were arrested.
How many kids?
36.
36 children in the same spot?
Yes.
And nobody knew they were there?
No. Well, I knew these kids were kidnapped, but, I mean...
Do you know what the age range was?
No. I can look it up. But it said these kids, now because of the coronavirus, are spending more time online, and that's where the predators are. They pretend to be young kids. Like, they pretend, like... Your kids are 14, 15. They pretend to be a boy that's that age and want to meet them. Come meet me here. And they end up getting kidnapped. So that's why I'm like, I'm about to take my daughter off social media, period.
36 kids were kidnapped and found in a Georgia.
Somewhere in Georgia.
Was it sex trafficking?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So we're about to pull you back up, bro. Hold on. In 1 second. We're just going to get to the end of this story. A sex trafficking ring.
Yeah, they were involved in it because they're like, these kids are going to be, like, they've been abused, they've been neglected, they've been sold, like.
What the
Operation
fuck?
Operation Not Forgotten. Yeah.
Operation.
Because they're saying, like.
So nobody knew that these girls, these kids were there.
Yeah, well.
Somebody knew they were there.
It was a 2-week thing. But they're saying, the cops are saying, just because your kids were kidnapped a long time ago doesn't mean that we're going to forget about them and not stop looking for them.
Okay.
Kind of. That's
right.
How they're calling it.
So they had no idea these kids were... So somebody knew these kids were there.
39 missing children.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was a 2-week thing.
Wow.
U.S. Marshals. 39 endangered children... And they arrest 9 on sex trafficking charges.
Read the story.
All right, so it says, after a 2-week search for endangered children in Georgia, the U.S. Marshals Service on Thursday announced the recovery of 39 children. Operation Not Forgotten rescued 26 missing children and safely located 13 others. 9 people were arrested and charged with sex trafficking, parental kidnapping, registered sex offender violations, drugs and weapons possession, and custodial interference. The message to missing children and their families is that we will never stop looking for you. The U.S. Marshals Service Missing Child Unit, along with the Georgia State and local agencies, began Operation Not Forgotten in Atlanta to find endangered children. The children range from 3 to 17.
3?
Yeah. 3 to 17. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Now, who was running this? Some kind of Russian mob or something? Some kind of Spanish cartel?
They don't say. It just
some
said
kind of fucking...
They arrested 9 people. But it said the 9 people that were arrested were charged with sex trafficking, parental kidnapping, registered sex offender violation, drugs, weapons possession, and custodial interference. So that sounds to me like people pimping their own children out. Like, fucking parental kidnapping? Or...
I don't know.
Custodial interference? I don't know. They didn't release the name of the man yet. Or the 9 men
yet.
They
can't man.
No, it's 9. It's 9. But so they rescued 26 and located 13 others that had been missing. So they know the location of the 13 other kids that are missing, too. So it's about 39 kids they found.
That sounds like that Jeffrey Epstein bullshit. Like a fucking island with a bunch of little kids and shit in there.
Yeah.
that these sick bastards want to fucking sleep with.
And they're just selling them.
Who's stealing a fucking... Who's going to kidnap a three-year-old baby?
Some people like that shit, dude.
What shit?
It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
No, I don't even want to... Don't even dare even say anything like that.
But it's disgusting. Like, there's sick, sick people out there that like that shit.
Wow.
That's why I'm, like, about to fucking make my daughter get off the internet. I'm about to not let her on the internet anymore.
All right, let's add Tone. Let's add Tone. Tone, what's up, bro?
Yo, what's going on?
Same old, bro.
Me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Same old. Yeah, I forgot the little delay, but what's,
What you got,
man?
What you got?
What?
You got,
as far as...
Yeah, Eagles news you want to talk about.
Oh. The Dillard, our left tackle, is out for the season.
Already?
Janard Avery is out for the season.
Damn.
These are all new rookies?
Dillard's second year.
No, Avery was a guy we went and traded for. Last year, we put a pick. Dillard is a first-round pick that we got last year. So, yeah, I mean, and they said he was having a rough camp, so it wasn't like, you know, he was doing big things. He was getting bulldozed in camp, so maybe
so
it's for the better.
What's the alternative? So what are we doing?
The alternative is that they're looking for a left tackle.
So what didn't you say they were putting Jason Peters in there or something to replace the
Warriors? Jason Peters is an option, but Jason Peters wants left tackle money. You know what I'm
saying?
They signed Jason Peters. Yeah. They signed Jason Peters to like a $3 million contract or some shit.
For a year, yeah.
But he wants left. All right, so if I'm going for left tackle, I want left tackle bread, dog.
Money, yeah.
This ain't left.
Yeah.
This ain't left tackle bread, bro. You better go get Vitage.
Yeah, like any other job. I mean, you work in a job and they tell you, hey, we need you to be the banker. And, you know what I mean? You a cashier. You going to want the banker's pay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, upgrade my job duties, but not my pay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Man. What the fuck?
I don't know.
The Eagles are exploring that option.
They're either going to pay him that money or they're going to pay somebody else.
Yeah, basically. Well, that's the thing. They don't have an option outside of Jason Peters. Jason Peters knows the offense. And the left tackle position is a big position. So, I mean, you gotta eventually give him the money. I mean, who else you gonna put in? Who else you gonna put in right there? That's gonna play.
Yeah. True.
Yes, sir. What else in Eagles news? Roster battles, like. The Eagles are probably going to keep four running backs, one being Corey Clement. He's having a good camp.
Corey Clement's going to make the team?
Yeah, Corey Clement's going to make the team.
After being cut?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is Doug Peterson recovered yet from the coronavirus? Or is he still out? Dougie P?
He's back in camp. He's back in camp.
Back. Yeah, it's been about
What's
2 weeks.
What's weird is that all his friends got it. Like, Sean Payton and now the owner of the Saints got it and shit.
Of course they do, because
like,
he's spreading it all around.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm not even sure how long the NFL is going to even last before it gets shut down.
Right.
Holy shit.
Wentz looked average in camp.
Because he's an average. Because he's an average player. That's why.
Hurts looked average in camp.
No,
it wasn't really no standout. So the only person that really stood out is like the receivers. Like the Eagles will have a tough time with the receivers they're gonna want to keep. So they got like three good ones.
Who would you
keep?
They
got Greg Ward. Well, they got Greg Ward.
Deshaun.
That's one.
Deshaun is a lot.
Oh, okay.
Alshon's
on the injured reserve. Marquise Good was on the COVID list. Yeah.
Alshon don't want to play?
Alshon's on the pup list. He's injured.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, then who's on the COVID list?
Goodwin.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, that's right. So we're gonna keep Whiteside. So we're gonna keep Whiteside, Deshaun, Ward. Who else? The boy who just drafted.
Hightower. They got a guy named Deontay Burnett that they like too. He played in the playoffs.
Okay.
He played in the playoffs last year. He had a big catch, like a 40-yard.
When's the first game? It's coming up, right?
Yeah, probably like 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks.
Okay. Okay.
Like, I'm going.
Ooh.
I'm going.
You're going?
You're going.
What, sitting in the fucking...
parking lot? Watching in the parking lot? where are you going?
Yeah, I'm going to the lake. I'm going to the parking lot in the lake. We're going to tailgate.
You going to buy a cardboard cutout?
The Redskins.
There's some cardboard cutouts to put it inside the stadium.
All people?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. I heard earlier. Like, you buy a cardboard cutout to put inside the stadium in your seat or whatever.
Nah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the Eagles tickets will go up once they say we can come back and watch the games.
Wait, are they going to have any fans? What do you hear about that? Are they going to have any fans at all?
Not in Philly, no.
Not as of right now.
Not in Philly. Other states, yes, but not Philly. Like other teams, they're
not
like
as
that.
Of right now.
Philly and the Jets are no fans.
All right, so some teams are allowed to have fans and some teams aren't?
Yes. It depends on whatever
right.
your mayor did. But Philly and New York are no. Like, L.A., I think there is yes, 50%. Like, certain teams is yes, certain are no.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't see how that is even fair.
Right.
But
I agree.
We'll see how it works. But I know they're not trying to cancel football at all. At all.
No, they better come up with a better way to quarantine these motherfuckers then. Because if they're not quarantining them, I don't think the season's going to last long.
Football's a big money sport.
Are they quarantining hockey players?
Yeah, they're basically in the bubble.
What about baseball?
Baseball, no. They're not in the bubble, but...
And there's been a bunch of outbreaks in baseball.
No, just one team had pretty bad, just a part of mine because they went to a strip club.
Okay, so the NBA and the NHL are in bubbles.
You gotta take that speaker off,
you know?
You gotta take the speaker off. Yeah, I can hear you. What'd you say, Tom?
So I think unless they fucking bubble them.
I didn't say anything.
Unless they put them in a bubble, like, I don't know. You think it's going to last if they don't put them in a bubble? Somehow, some way?
I think as much money as involved, I think the only way that they shut down the NFL season is if, like, the whole team catches it.
But you don't think there's going to be a lot of, like, second and third string players in for a week or two while people are testing positive?
I don't know.
Left and right?
They don't have enough players for that. They got to cut down to 50-some guys, 55 guys. And, you know, if basically the protocol is if one person has it, they're not going to fucking play.
Really?
Would you?
Baseball stuck with it. Regardless, they had five players that had it on a smaller roster, and they stuck
But baseball, you ain't really touching nobody in baseball. Football, you fucking touching somebody every second on a second, every play.
Maybe don't play with masks, bro.
I did hear something about that. That they were having special masks made to put underneath their helmets.
That's the only way I can see it.
Where they wear like plastic underneath, but it's not even like them getting affected playing the game. It's outside of the games that people are tending to get exposed.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Because what are the chances? Like they win. They're going to go home. Like, let me just go home and not celebrate after this win. Or not go to a party. Or not go hang out with my friends. And, yeah, it's just, I don't know. I just see it.
You're not sitting on it. You're not. If Miles Sanders has the COVID virus, I doubt they're going to want to tackle him that bad, that good.
Well, they won't even know if he has it,
bro. Well, they will because they test everybody before the game. So if he gets it, he's not going to get it until after. Every game, they're getting tested, I guess. That's allegedly the protocol.
Yeah,
which
but
means they're every week.
Everybody's going to be germophobic when you do come back, dog. Like, you know what I mean? Oh, you had the COVID before. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to want to get near you.
Which I actually heard that they're not – remember how they said that they built up immunity or whatever and they think they can't get it? They can get it again. My boss told me that people who've had COVID, their like immunity wears down or something
easy
like that.
Easy to get it, right?
Infected. Yeah.
They can get reinfected.
Reinfected,
again?
Yes. Huh. Yeah, because after a while it stopped. The antibodies that had built up died off.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't fuck with it, dog. I don't think we should go back. I don't think they should shut sports down, but I think they should single out the people that got the COVID. Get them up out of here. Put them on a COVID list.
But the only way...
Put them on a COVID list?
The only way they wouldn't be able to shut it down, though, is if they put them in a bubble. Had them staying in a bubble. Because if they're letting these motherfuckers go home and they're flying back and forth on airplanes and stuff like that, like staying in hotels in different states, like it's only...
If you got a family, you ain't gonna want to stay in no damn bubble. But then again, you ain't gonna want to go home and give your family the COVID.
But the NBA, they got families. They stay in bubbles.
That's why they hate it and they want to quit.
That's why they hate it. Yeah, that's their protocol. That's what they signed up for.
They're only playing like playoffs, right? They're not even doing like the whole season or
Hockey too. Hockey too.
The NFL is more complex. It's more touching, I'm telling you. Look at, like the casino, for instance. They don't even want you to play poker because it's more touching of the chips.
Touching
you
cards
know what I'm saying?
And shit.
Versus,
yeah.
And touching of the cards and everything, you know what I'm saying? Versus you playing blackjack or roulette or craps table, you know what I'm saying? They can sanitize the dice for the next person to throw it. You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
It's hard doing it. It's hard doing it with cards, especially with a fast-paced game like that, you know?
Yeah, you can't
and
sanitize.
Football is fast-paced. Yeah, football fast-paced, man. You got to place that ball, get that ball down. Fucking everybody touching that ball.
So, you say we don't finish the season or we do?
I say if it don't get any better, we don't finish the season.
So, how long do you think before it's shut down? You give it a month, 2, 3 months before it's completely
I give it to Halloween.
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 Oh, That's like a month. That's like a month
like
at that,
weeks,
Tone.
Because it starts like September 14th or something.
Yeah.
So that's like 6 weeks. He's
We're
doing
talking
it.
To Tone.
Trial and error.
All-Star Touch Football League. Our Barbershop Talk Radio. Insider.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tone's insider.
Hey, It's gonna be a trial and error thing. If it ain't right in 30 days, we're gonna shut it down.
I don't think so, bro. I think that they have to finish it.
I mean, if you think about it, they're already losing money without fans there.
Yeah, a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
Man, they'll get it back somehow.
No concession.
Yeah.
No concession. No ticket sales. No. Yo,
yeah.
It's not just the NFL, but the city. But the
like,
city.
Yeah.
So. The parking lots,
the hotels,
all the visiting fans coming into town, all that
food,
all that's done, bro.
Buy med food.
People in just different parts of this city visiting, all that coming to a halt.
Man, listen, that happened everywhere else this summer, though, right? Right?
Yeah.
That happened everywhere else. Every amusement park, every movie theater, every restaurant, it all was shut down.
Still is.
You think they ain't gonna shut this sports shit down?
They will.
Maybe.
They will, dog. Yo,
these tricky people
funny
try
as
to
hell.
Cover it up before they try to.
Yeah, but if you think about it, they're already losing mad money by not selling seats.
Yeah, but
not buying merchandise. Not selling merchandise.
They can do that, but they can't lose the TV money.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have the TV money. That's why they cost the NBA costs millions of dollars when they decided not to play just those couple games.
Really?
Millions.
They lost a million.
Lost. On the TV deals.
Oh, wow.
You know, so.
Yeah, that's true.
NFL has to play.
Because you think about it, they're on whatever ABC, NBC channel, Red Zone. Like, they're on.
Yeah, all that.
ESPN.
All that.
Yeah, they're on multiple channels. It's not just one.
All that. They lost.
Sports
yeah.
Center.
Yeah,
like,
put it like
ESPN,
this.
Sunday Night Football.
Red Zone.
Put it like this.
NBC. Which is still ESPN, which is all Disney. For Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and then you got Fox on for the NFC, and then CBS for the AFC. That's all money that they've already paid billions of dollars. Billions
yeah.
of dollars
Put it like
those games.
This. Put it like this. You know what I'm saying? You don't know. You don't know what the money they can get back from if they have to cancel. You know what I'm saying? Like, they probably already pondered this and thought about, you know, all the what is. Especially
of
with the coronavirus happening 6 months before then.
Might be in their contract that they'll get half of their money back or something like that due to not airing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So they got all these deals. Jeff, they got all these deals, man. They got some type of insurance with it, dog. Trust and believe that.
Yeah. I'm sure they do.
You think NBC is going to try to cash in $1 billion insurance policy because they lost the whole NFL season for TV?
Hey, I mean, listen. It all comes down to money, man. If their numbers ain't right in the first few weeks, they're gonna close it.
Either that, or they're gonna put them in a bubble. But I don't see how you can. There's too many teams.
Too many
teams.
Too many coaches. Too many moving parts.
Yeah.
For all that.
Yeah, you gotta go to San Fran. You gotta go to Arizona. You gotta go to fucking New York Giants.
Yeah. Yeah. There's too many teams, too many players, too many coaches.
Yeah, that's true.
But
too much.
It is. But that's cool. I want to catch your thoughts on
Hold on, one thing real quick. Do you do fantasy football, Tom? Oh, you don't do fantasy?
No.
Oh, all right.
I do DraftKings.
if you did, who would be your number one pick? Who, like, if you were playing fantasy, who would be your number one pick for the NFL?
He don't know. He don't do fantasy football.
Oh, for the NFL?
Yeah.
Shit, give me,
Antonio Brown?
No, not Antonio Brown. I'll take a quarterback.
Mahomes
give
or Lamar Jackson?
Give me somebody. Nah, I wouldn't even get them.
Really?
I would wait until the later rounds, and I'll pick up, like, a Kyler Murray or something, you know?
Yeah, he thinks like you do. That's the same exact. He just thinks the same way.
Something like that.
Similar to it. Like, you can get a good quarterback later, but you need to pick up a good running back receiver early.
So my first pick would be a receiver, and that would be probably either Michael Thomas or I had to go Michael Thomas.
Okay. Michael,
I was gonna say the boy from Minnesota, but he left. Remember?
Adam Thielen?
No, the other one.
Stephon Diggs.
Mhm.
What about the boy? What's his name? We were arguing about Dante. Not Dante.
No,
skinny. Remember, Houston traded him. I fucking forgot his name. And we were arguing about him.
Houston running back to Houston.
No. Who's the receiver that got traded?
From Houston.
From Houston?
Yeah.
Oh, DeAndre Hopkins?
DeAndre Hopkins. Where did he get traded to?
Arizona. That's why I said Kyler Murray.
Arizona.
That's why I said Kyler Murray.
So he's playing with
Kyler Murray.
Larry Fitzgerald? Old ass.
And Kyler Murray.
Okay.
DeAndre Hopkins is going to get snapped up quick because they're saying he's like the number one wide receiver right now.
Nah, hell no.
That's what the stats are saying.
I'm saying. I would still take Davante Adams and Michael Thomas over him.
Michael Thomas
is the best receiver in the league.
Yeah, I would take probably Michael Thomas.
Now you can get into your
Let's go back to the 17-year-old kid that shot them innocent protesters.
The vigilante in Wisconsin.
What do you think about that?
Grab me a beer.
Man, what do I think? I think he should have got shot.
I said the same thing. I also said that I feel like he should he should get the death penalty, and I think he should be tried as an adult. Of course he's going to be tried as an adult. He should have two first-degree murder one first-degree murder, and he should have a second or a third degree murder. A secondary murder.
The other one. Yeah.
Definitely. He should definitely have him because he wasn't even old enough to have the gun, so which means he's walking around with an illegal firearm. So you kill somebody with an illegal firearm. You're getting two first degree murders, no matter what.
I wouldn't stand a chance. We wouldn't stand a chance. That's what I'm saying.
He shouldn't have. Bro, he should not. He should get the death penalty.
He should. If you see the guy,
But he's not. So that's why I said I would rather them smoke them. You know what I mean?
They'll probably fuck around and charge him as a juvenile.
Hell no.
I probably will.
No.
Do that dumb shit. Charge him as a juvenile, like.
Charge him as a juvenile. That sounds funny.
Don't fuck around and charge him as a juvenile.
No way. No way.
This is
no, he just turned 17. It's okay. He made a mistake. He's young.
Read what his lawyer said.
Oh, his lawyer said that he was just
Here it is, right up there, right?
Yeah, because he fucking he fell. People were texting him that executing his fucking Second Amendment right to bear arms.
His Second Amendment right to bear arms. Are we stupid or something? Are we stupid? Do we not know that this kid had an illegal firearm that he took over state lines?
And he's underage, yes.
He's underage. His parents should be in prison. Right along with his fat
ass.
And
they talk about a Second Amendment, right?
He had no Second Amendment right.
Yeah, that's his lawyer's argument.
He had no Second Amendment right.
He's defending himself.
Okay. Defending himself with an illegal firearm.
Yeah.
So if I shoot, all right, say I'm getting shot. Tone, say I'm getting robbed in Camden, right?
Right.
I'm getting jumped. They're trying to rob me. And I shoot them with an illegal gun that I happen to have on me, okay? I kill two of them. Am I going to jail?
Yeah, because you should have never had that illegal gun.
Exactly. Exactly. A Paul Tone. He got it. He's absolutely right.
That's what I was trying to tell the guy that was on the line earlier or last time. Like, if you getting jumped out here, you know what I'm saying? You cannot kill somebody.
And
self-defense over a fight.
So if they break into your house,
justify.
And they can't even break into your house, and you shoot them and justify it.
Nope.
Right. It's hard. It's hard out here.
You can't kill two people
there's no self-defense.
With an illegal firearm and say that it's justified.
Not nowhere. There's no self-defense here.
No. Not there either. Now, a 17-year-old, his parents should be charged.
Well, what's the thing that got the guy who killed Trayvon Martin or whatever? Stay your ground. They got stay your ground there? Because that might be some shit
no,
that took off.
The dude that killed Trayvon Martin had a firearm that he was allowed to have. This kid had an illegal firearm.
Like,
I don't give a fuck if it was bump ice, whoever. He wasn't supposed to have it.
He wasn't allowed to have it, yeah.
He wasn't allowed to have it. He wasn't supposed to have
and
it.
And he murdered people.
And he killed two people.
And the third guy, he almost shot his arm off. You see the picture of his arm.
Oh, you gotta
arm,
see
like,
the dude's arm, bro. He blew his arm off.
It'll be in the YouTube video. Like,
I'm
he blew
didn't,
his arm
I'm
off.
Surprised that kid didn't lose his arm.
He probably will.
Yeah, look like it is. Like he will.
There's not much of it left.
Blew his arm off.
Yeah, so if he was in another
he
state.
He was defending himself.
And
with an illegal firearm, if I shot anybody with an illegal firearm, I'm going to prison.
An assault rifle at that. This wasn't a handgun. This was a fucking assault rifle.
If he was in another state, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, say Kim. You know, maybe two or three girls try to jump on Kim. He's telling me that you got the right to shoot those girls. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine doing that out here?
No, I can't.
Yeah, just put it out. You know.
Yeah, you can't do that, bro. You're fucking tripping.
Just like the same thing you said with Breonna Taylor. Like, those cops didn't get charged because it was an accident. They didn't mean to kill her. The bullet went through the wall, and they didn't mean to kill her. But I was like, yo, if I pulled out a gun and shot Jeff right now, and I accidentally shot my neighbor upstairs, it's murder.
Yeah.
It's murder.
Yeah.
They don't care that it was an accident. It's murder.
An accident. Oh, well, you're off. You didn't mean to do it, right?
You didn't really mean it, right?
Okay.
Right?
So you're okay.
You didn't mean to shoot through that wall, right?
Like, get the fuck out of here.
You might get reckless. You might get reckless manslaughter or something.
Reckless endangerment.
No, reckless manslaughter.
Reckless manslaughter.
Dude, I don't think so, dog. You shoot somebody with an illegal firearm that you're not supposed to have. It's murder. You don't get manslaughter.
Is it an accident or not?
You don't get manslaughter for shooting somebody with a gun you're not supposed to have.
No, but that's not her target. The guy, she said that if she shot somebody.
Breonna Taylor.
Yeah. If I said, I said if I shot you, if I pulled out my gun and shot you and I accidentally shot the man upstairs and killed him.
Yeah.
Like, I would get charged with murder. They don't care that it was an accident and it didn't mean to go through the wall upstairs. Like,
I seen.
No, but get charged with murder because she didn't try to kill him.
Oh, that he wasn't my target. That's basically what they're saying.
Yeah.
You can't charge him with murder because he wasn't my target. He wasn't my intended target.
Okay.
Yeah, you didn't think about killing this guy. Murder is when they charge you with first degree murder, that's when they say you thought about doing what you did. So that guy
premeditated.
Yeah.
Planned it out.
Yeah,
okay.
You planned it out. You had thought about it.
All
right. Second degree is different. Second degree is if, you know, say me and Jeff was shooting at each other and Jeff hits me and you know what I mean? I die. You know what I mean? Jeff will be charged with second degree murder. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
He didn't plan it, but it just happened. That's basically what it's saying.
Okay.
Yeah. Third degree. Third degree
is like an accident.
More or less like an accident. Like, you know what I mean? It happened. Like, say Jeff started choking you or something, and you know what I'm saying? And he didn't mean to freaking, you know what I mean?
Break your neck.
Choke me all the way.
That'll be third degree murder and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Third degree murder will be manslaughter.
How's that different than manslaughter, though?
It's the line. It's close. They're basically the same thing.
Right.
Manslaughter is like the same when you didn't.
Murder carries longer time. Manslaughter carries less time.
Yeah, but isn't manslaughter when you like didn't intentionally set out to kill that person, but they ended up getting killed anyway?
Yeah.
Like, you killed somebody, but you didn't mean to.
Yeah, I don't think there's a third degree murder. I think it's only first degree.
No,
first and second degree murder.
Oh, no.
And then it's manslaughter after that. But, all right.
It's a passion, too. Passion, don't forget about passion. Now, you know, passion can go two, three different ways. You see it a lot now with the, like, the female on female. You see a lot of that. They get 5 years in prison when they kill their spouse, you know. Basically,
yeah,
the passion is.
And they shoot, and they kill them because they caught them or something.
They caught their significant other cheating or whatever, and they grabbed a knife. They got into an argument. She stabbed
him. They stabbed
him
80 times. Yeah.
All right.
It can't be 80 times, though.
That's first degree. Listen, all right. When I was locked up, this kid from Glassboro. I won't even say his name, okay? I was talking about two of these dudes from Glassboro. There were two, both of them. One was killed in Swedesboro by the police because they said whatever happened with a gun, and he had a gun, and somehow the cops killed him.
One was later killed in Swedesboro after he got out of jail?
I was locked up with both of them. One got killed later on down the road.
After he got released.
After he was released. Okay. He got killed a couple years ago. I don't want to say his name, but you know what I'm talking about too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah. My boy.
I remember.
And then his number's still on my phone and shit. And then he was locked up with another guy that was his boy, right? They were friends. And I seen him at the Dufferin Mall. This was back in like 2003. Seen him at the Dufferin Mall. They both just got out. I got out a year before both of them. And the one, a year later, something happened. He got in a fight over some girl out in Glassboro in the projects. And he was shooting at somebody because they were sleeping with his girl or some shit like that. And he ended up shooting a teenage boy.
And killing
on
him.
On accident.
Yeah.
And killing him. By accident. He wasn't aiming at him. He was trying to shoot somebody else.
He just got away, kind of.
He was shooting at somebody else and hit somebody else, and he fled. He fled to Chicago. They caught him 2 days later in Chicago, okay?
Mm.
They brought him back. Guess what he got charged with? Tell me what he got charged with.
Wait, first, is he white or black?
He's black.
It makes a difference, you know.
It does.
Murder.
What do you... What degree?
First degree.
Nah. Third? He got second degree murder. They tried to charge him with first degree, but
even though it was an accident.
It was an accident. But he got end up going down for second degree murder. Guess how much time he got?
Probably 15 years.
Hell no.
Life?
70 years.
Oh, shit. Basically, life.
Out here?
Yeah. Glassboro, Gloucester County.
Hmm. He must have had a bad background.
Yeah, he did.
Or
yeah, he did.
If he was white, he might have got 15 years.
He had a bad background. We can look him up.
No, I know some black dudes that got like 15, 17 years, you know what I mean, for homicides. And they home today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and
so, same type of deal.
Yeah.
But he got smoked. I'm almost sure he got 70 years. I think he got 30 years and then 40 years. Well, I don't know what he got 40 years and then he got 30 years. He got 30 for the attempted murder at the guy he was shooting at, and he got murder for the guy that he killed.
What, as sad as it is, like the...
You know what I'm saying?
The Breonna Taylor... The
oh,
all
right, they ran a good count for consecutive.
Yeah, and it was consecutive.
The cops that killed Breonna Taylor are never going to get charged. And that's why the people are in uproar, because it's been, what, like 4 months since murder? They haven't got charged. They're not going to get charged. Everybody just hopes that people just forget about it and let it go. But they're not forgetting about it. Nobody's forgetting about it.
The law is trying to cover it up.
Yes, to protect them, yes.
So, all right, now, if we're just looking at exactly what happened, so not listening to a cop is not a death sentence.
Right. It's not against the law.
It is against the law. It's like not
arrest, though.
It's resisting
or
arrest.
Or disorderly conduct or whatever.
Yeah,
you
however you want to
play
it,
whatever
it's not fucking a death sentence.
No.
So... Instead of the law trying to use the Constitution to take down the murderer, they're trying to use the Constitution and use it against the guy and justify why he tried to kill him.
To protect the officers, yeah. I wouldn't be shocked if they're still cops or...
Think about that.
If they're not still cops, that they will be a cop again in that town.
Think about it. Think about what I just said. They use the Constitution instead of to protect the people. They use the Constitution to try to justify why the cop tried to murder you. What sense does that even make? How? The Constitution is here for us.
Mandate the applause.
The Constitution is here for us. And the people that are hired to protect and serve, only when they fucking break the law, the Constitution is used to try to justify and protect them.
Yeah.
Protect them and why they were justified and why they tried to kill you.
Yeah.
Instead of using the Constitution and who broke the Constitution? Them.
What?
Resisting arrest is not a part of the Constitution.
Reaching for
murder is, though. Murder is.
Thinking somebody is reaching for a weapon is not fucking against the Constitution either. Opening your car door is not against the Constitution.
You know what? This young man, Kyle Rittenhouse, proved that the Constitution, these cops were not afraid of this white kid
who
just murdered two people. Just murdered two people. They were not afraid of him. They did not open fire on him. They did not mow him down in the streets. But you shot a man because you thought he was reaching for a knife? where you thought he was going, he was getting in his car, and you let him have it.
They drove past the boy, and the boy said they didn't need medical attention over there.
Yeah. I just killed two. He didn't say I just killed two people.
But he had his hands up, like,
yeah.
Walking towards him, like, hey, they need medical attention over there, and they just drove right past him. Like, you're not the right color. We know we're not looking for a white boy. It wasn't you.
Who?
You didn't do that.
How? That just proves that it's a race thing. When you see a white kid with a fucking, when the cops see, yo, so I dare you to approach a cop car with a fucking assault rifle around your neck.
Tell you're protecting your house.
I dare you.
Yeah, right.
I dare you.
I wasn't even approaching a cop car.
This motherfucker
walked up
on the cop car.
Multiple cop cars
with a gun around his neck.
And they said, you want some water? We appreciate you. Thank you.
What the fuck is that?
Thank you.
What the fuck is that?
We appreciate you. You did a great job, sir.
Tone, I dare you to take your black ass and walk up on a cop car with a fucking high-powered rifle
around your neck.
Multiple cop cars. They had no issue with it.
No.
Wasn't afraid.
He was walking in between them when they're like, oh, we don't have a lot of water here. He went to the other car. Like, I'll go get it from them. That's
there. Had no issue with it.
Man.
They had no issue with that young man having a fucking high-powered rifle around his neck and approached him with it.
I said, thank you.
If I walk towards the cops with a fucking BB gun,
not
they're going to shoot me.
Not even.
If I walk towards them with a super soaker, they're going to let me have it.
If you walk towards them with your hand in your pocket.
Exactly. If I walk towards them with my hand in my pocket,
yeah,
they're going to shoot me.
Done. You're done.
Tell me there's not a fucking racial issue with this? Come on. Stop lying to yourself, America.
But what are you going to do, though? Like you said, they can fire.
What
are
they going to do?
They can fire every cop. They're just going to hire more racist people.
I don't know.
There's just fucking racist people everywhere. Like, how do you get rid of it?
How?
You can't, like, what do you do?
I don't know.
How do you make the fucking racial this? How do you stop the racistness, especially in law enforcement? Like, you can't. You can fire every cop in America. They're just going to hire more racist cops. Like, because there's just people are just fucking hateful and evil. Like,
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to, you know, do the process of elimination. I think they're overstaffed anyway. We don't need that many fucking cops for nothing.
I think they need to do away with
some
traffic.
Some of these towns ain't doing this shit.
I think a majority of it come from traffic stops. I think if they did away with the traffic stops, that would solve a lot of issues. Like, it's just have cops come when they're called for domestics, this and that, but don't have them pulling people over for nothing. That's where all the issues come from. Fucking harassing people and searching their cars and stuff like that for when they did nothing. They're doing the speed limit, driving down the street. They don't got no busted tail lights or brake lights or nothing.
Yeah,
that's how New Jersey gets you. That's what they do. That's how they get
your
money.
They get so much money from the traffic stop that they'll never do away with them.
They need to do something.
They'll never get rid of the lottery, the traffic, the surcharges,
and the NFL.
Football. what else? The water bill. You know what I'm saying?
Taxes.
Yeah, taxes. The municipality want all that shit.
We had this big, like, talk about it, because they're like, yo, you can buy your house outright. You can own your house, but you don't own the land that it's on. So you can own the building that you live in, but the ground, the grass that your house is on, you don't own without paying those taxes every year. And the minute you miss one of them taxes, they're coming and taking that house that you already paid for away from you. Like,
so,
what sense does that make?
So think about this. if I buy a bottle of beer, right? If I buy beer, I pay sales tax on it, right? Do I have to pay taxes on the beer that I bought
every year?
What sense is it? That makes no fucking sense whatsoever.
Property tax.
Property tax. If I bought this land, I paid the taxes on it. Why do I have to pay taxes on it every year? It makes no sense.
I paid you $200,000 for this house and the land that the house is on.
So I bought this a long time. I bought this 10 years ago. But why am I paying taxes on it every year?
It's paid off. The house is paid off. But I'm paying you to live in your town, basically.
That's how they steal your house.
Yeah, and if I don't pay you, they can come take your house from you and your land from you and everything.
How? How?
Kick you out.
Who pays taxes?
Taxes are outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
Who pays taxes for something they already bought and own every year? Don't call it taxes, then. Don't call it taxes, then. Call it something else. Call it City fucking
township dues.
What do they call it when you call it tribute to the town or something?
Yeah.
Like the mob and shit. Call it tribute. Don't call it taxes.
Call it a homeowners association.
Because it's not taxes. You cannot tax me for something I already paid taxes on when I bought it.
Continuously, because isn't taxes, you pay sales tax once.
One time.
For a product that you bought. Not a continuous thing. Like, that's, yeah. My parents lost their house.
My grandma, same thing.
Yeah.
Mike's grandma, same thing. Yeah. How can you make me pay taxes for something that I already own and bought?
But the step part is, like, my parents' house was done, paid off. My dad grew up in the house. Our grandpa passed away. My dad got the house. It had been paid off for, like, 45 years. My parents didn't pay the taxes. Boom. It came and take it from them. Like, how is that? Like, can't you just pick your house up and move it to another land? No. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
You should not have to pay taxes. Bro, me and you are going to run for fucking politics. We're going to be in the politics soon. We're gonna run Monroe Township, bro. You can be my running mate.
Vice president.
You can be the vice president. Well, I'll be the vice president. You be the president.
Go ahead.
Hey, Jeff. They got my daddy like that years ago on the Cadillac. You know what I'm saying? Where I get that all up.
Yo, hold on. I'm going to try to hear me. I passed it. Oh, there we go. All right. What movie was that from again? Life?
What movie? No.
Yeah, what movie was that from?
What you call it? Damn. Part two.
They got my
part
day.
Part two
like...
of Friday. Part two of Friday when he was telling them about how they got the house and shit, and he asked them did they pay cash for the house? Yeah, Uncle Elroy and shit. He's like, how'd you pay? He's like, cash. They got my daddy like that years ago on a Cadillac. He said it was like a 30-year loan. The granddad got a Cadillac and shit. This shit was funny as hell, though. You got to go back and watch that.
I'm just saying, bro.
Yeah, but is that only like that in Jersey, or is that like that everywhere?
Nah, it's everywhere. Except for
Delaware,
like,
right?
Delaware doesn't have taxes.
So anywhere you go, if you buy a house, you have to pay taxes.
Pretty much. Texas has no state income tax, and I believe Florida has no state income tax. So Florida, Delaware, and Texas, if I'm not mistaken, I believe. All right, look it up.
Texas don't have no income.
Like, what
Texas don't have
no
income tax.
Their income tax, like, yeah, that's what
is
it is.
Is that what it's called, income tax?
I would say, look up property tax. But yeah, bro, yo, Tom, we should definitely run for fucking some kind of public office, dog.
All
Why not?
So there's 13: South Dakota, Washington, Florida.
Texas, I know Texas and Delaware is one of them.
Oh, well, there aren't any states that don't have any property tax on real estate.
Oh, wow.
Some have much lower rates. So the lowest rates is Hawaii, Alabama, Louisiana, Colorado, Delaware. Delaware, the property tax is 0.55%. South Carolina, West Virginia, Wyoming, Arkansas, Utah, Nevada. That's it. That's why my parents want to move to West Virginia or Delaware. That's why. Okay.
I'm thinking about moving to Delaware, my damn self.
Right?
Yo.
Fuck Jersey.
State income tax is what it is. State income tax. I know it's Texas, Florida, and Delaware.
Well, income tax is just, they tax your check.
I don't think they tax your check.
Right, so you don't get it back at the beginning of the year because
they don't take it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't take nothing out of your check, so you ain't got to worry about that fee shit. You ain't got to worry about that. The Fed still hit you, though. But you don't have no state tax. You don't have,
when you go to the store...
Because
it says Florida has low property taxes and they have no income tax.
I told you.
So it's, there's seven states: Alaska, Florida, Nevada, South Dakota, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming. No personal income tax. New Hampshire and Tennessee don't tax wages.
Oh, wow. So there's no fucking tax on your fucking check.
What?
Who doesn't tax your check?
Tennessee and New Hampshire.
Wow.
Yeah, but you'll get smoked out there. Motherfucker,
you're not killing a cop out there.
Maybe not Tennessee, though. Just getting the dirty South.
Mm-mm.
The dirty Memphis.
I'm not going out down South, bro. This is the free states, dog.
Maybe we need to go to Florida where there's no property taxes and no state taxes.
Well, that's just happening everywhere, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is.
This is Jersey is the highest, one of the highest tax states.
Because it's the highest cost of living.
Because there's so many people here. Like, it's the smallest state with the highest population. I don't know why everybody wants to be in Jersey. Because
of Philadelphia,
there ain't shit here. Atlantic City. There ain't shit here, really. Jersey sucks. There's nothing here.
Yeah.
I would move out of Jersey in a heartbeat.
When you go to buy a video game, when it's $39.95, okay?
What is?
A video game.
Where?
You know how you buy it over here and they put tax on it and shit? I'm just saying.
It ends up being $41.27 instead of $39.95.
Yeah.
7 cents on every
dollar. Yeah.
But Delaware, Delaware, there's no taxes, so if it says it's $9, it's $9.
Yeah, man.
But I think it's just fucked up that you can buy something and they can come and take it from you because you missed the taxes. You didn't pay the taxes to live in that town.
Well, how much time you got left?
Funny.
They lowered the tax on weed, too. they used to tax me a lot of money.
Yo, want to make some picks, Tone, real quick? Ken, pull up the NFL schedule. Week one, and we're going to make our picks.
Yeah, all right, let's go.
Because it's going down. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. How many could one go? I know you see it. I know you see it.
All right, so we got Texans versus Chiefs.
What day is that? That's Thursday Night Football. Okay.
Yeah, Thursday,
that's season opener.
September 10th, yep. Thursday.
The Kansas City Super Bowl. Hold up. Put some respect on their name. The Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs.
No, my bad. Super Bowl.
You
champion.
Picking something, mother? You getting in this?
Yeah, I'll pick. Why not?
So don't pick everything I pick either.
I'm not. I'm going to pick my picks first. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So it's Lamar Jackson versus Patrick Mahomes, week one, starting off the season.
Who you got, Tom?
Bro, I'm taking the Chiefs.
The Chiefs? Don't pick everything I pick either.
I'm going to go with I'm going with the Chiefs. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I knew you were because I picked it first.
Stop playing, motherfucker.
All right, there we go. Sunday, the 13th, September 13th, Eagles versus the Washington football team. All right, now all you guys got the Eagles. We all got the Eagles.
Of course, I'm going with the Eagles.
Everybody's got the Eagles. Then we got the Dolphins versus the Patriots.
Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Yeah.
I got the Patriots.
I'm going Dolphins.
All right, then we got the Packers and the Vikings.
All right, it's my turn to start off.
Vikings.
Packers at the Vikings. Give me the Packers. Packers.
Give me the Vikings.
Then we got the Colts and the Jaguars.
All right, Kim, start off.
I got the Jaguars.
I'm going with the Colts.
Colts ain't been shit. But neither have the Jaguars.
Wait,
yeah.
Toned.
Oh, yeah, the Colts. The Colts is going to kill them.
Confused?
You got the Colts?
So who did you take? Did you take
the Colts.
No. So who'd you take last round?
Vikings.
Vikings or the Packers?
I don't know.
Vikings.
Yes.
All right.
The Bears or the Lions? I'm taking the
Bears.
The Bears have been stepping it up in the last few years.
Wait, the Bears? Give me the Bears. The Bears.
All right. Then we got the Raiders versus the Panthers.
Give me the Panthers. Give me the Carolina Panthers.
Raiders and the Panthers.
Give me the Raiders. I don't like Teddy Bridgewater.
Then we got the Jets and the Bills. These are two horrible, horrible teams. Like the Jets or the Bills. Oof. I'm gonna take the Jets.
The Bills made the playoffs, asshole. Don't talk shit.
They're so bullshit.
Give me the Bills.
Did the Jets just sign fucking
Yeah, Bills. Bills is good.
Doesn't matter.
The Bills are in the playoffs.
Give me the Bills.
The Bills are in the playoffs.
Hell yeah. And they should have beat Houston.
Then we got the Browns versus the Ravens. Cleveland versus Baltimore.
Give me Cleveland.
I got the Ravens.
I'm going Ravens. Ravens. Ravens.
Baltimore, actually.
Give me that Ravens. Give me that Ravens.
Then we got Seattle versus the Falcons.
Ooh. Give me the Falcons.
Maddie Ice. That's going to be a high-scoring game. I'm like Jeff. I like the Falcons, too.
Yeah, we all got the Falcons on that one.
Kim's the copycat.
Where's it at?
Then Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Yeah, I like Atlanta.
Then we got the Chargers in Cincinnati.
It doesn't matter where they're at. There's no fans.
Yeah, but they're in the dome, dog.
Some states do have fans. Some will. The Chargers in Cincinnati.
Chargers in Cincinnati. Chargers.
Yeah, I got
Tyra.
The Chargers.
Tyra. Who the hell is it? Tyra's not the starter for San Diego, is he?
Yeah, Tyra's the man over there. Black quarterback. Who else was it?
I don't know. They drafted a rookie.
Yeah, he's not ready yet. It's Justin something. He's not ready yet.
We'll see.
Yeah, and you didn't put Patrick Mahomes on my shirt neither.
He's not on there?
No.
Oh, then Lamar Jackson's probably not on there either then.
I didn't notice it.
I didn't either. All right, we'll have to look for a newer one.
Lamar Jackson's on it, right?
Lamar's on there, but...
I thought Mahomes was on it.
I don't know. I got to look at that picture.
Named him out.
Hold on. You got the Chargers. Who's the Bengals starting quarterback, bro?
The Bengals got this rookie, the boy from LSU.
Diller?
No. With the white boy, what's his name? I forget his name.
Oh, I don't know.
He went number one.
AJ, I don't fucking, I don't watch the draft.
Zach Taylor.
Watch.
Oh, no, head coach Zach Taylor.
Zach Taylor?
No.
No.
Hold on. Andy Dalton?
I forget his name.
Joe Burrow?
Joe Burrow?
Joe Burrow, yeah, Joe Burrow.
Give me the Bengals.
Alright. Then we got the Cardinals in San Francisco. The Cardinals versus 49ers in San Fran.
Hold up. Give me the Chargers. That dude might fucking go out there and look like shit.
The Cardinals in
Is AJ Green playing?
AJ Green is hospitalized. AJ Green is hospitalized.
For what?
I think his foot.
Ah, man, he's always hurt.
I don't know if he's going to be ready.
All right, the Cardinals in San Francisco.
Oh, that's going to be good.
I'm telling you, Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins, Larry Fitzgerald, dog, they got a team.
I got the 49ers.
I think he's gonna be the Lamar Jackson of next year.
So do I.
So we got the Cardinals in San Francisco.
Who you got?
I got the 49ers.
San Fran.
Yeah. Fucking
give me the Cardinals. Yes.
49ers.
Yes. Give me the Cardinals.
You always like picking that opposite.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about your own pick, asshole.
Yeah, I got mine down. We got the Buccaneers
all the way.
Who?
The Bucs in St. Louis. The Buccaneers in St. Louis.
The Buccaneers against the Saints?
Yes.
You mean?
In,
it says St. Louis.
Aren't they in oh, where are you?
New Orleans.
The Bucs in New Orleans.
Oh, that's gonna be crazy. Who you got, son?
What'd you say, Jeff?
Who you got?
The Bucs at
New Orleans.
I told you, New Orleans.
Oh, I can see. You gonna pick the Bucs?
Give me the fucking Bucs, boy.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Give me Tom and them. Gronk and them. Tom Gronk and them. And McCoy.
And they got McCoy now.
They're probably the old Raiders.
Then we got the Cowboys. In St. Louis. The Rams. Cowboys versus the Rams.
Give me the Rams.
The Rams. Oh, hold up. Let me think about it.
I'm picking the Cowboys.
Wait, who did the Rams pick up after?
Well, they got Keenan Allen.
The Rams
got
picked up.
Chargers.
It's Chargers,
though.
Who's
up, Riley Cooper?
Shut up. No, they get out. Cooper Kupp. Yeah, they traded Brandon Cooks. They traded Brandon Cooks to Houston, right?
Yeah, Brandon Cooks is gone.
Yeah, I got the Rams. He's got the fucking Tone's at the Rams.
The number two over there.
Hold on. Give me the Cowboys.
All right. Then we got Monday night, September 14th. The Steelers at New York. Giants. The Steelers at the Giants.
The Giants ain't shit.
Yeah.
The Giants players are all in trouble.
So you got the Giants?
Nope, I got the Steelers.
I got the Steelers, but Jeff's going to pick the Giants because he seems to be picking the opposite.
Give me the Giants.
I knew you were going to say that. Then we got the Titans in Denver. at Denver.
Titans, Denver. Ooh, oh, no. That's going to be a good one.
That's one. I got Denver.
Yeah, Denver all the way.
What? I thought you said the Titans.
I'm taking Denver.
I got the Chiefs. We all got the Chiefs.
In Kansas City, yep.
All right. Now, the 1 o'clock game.
We all got the Chiefs.
Eagles versus the Washington team. We all got the Eagles. We all got the Dolphins.
No, I got the Patriots.
Except for Kim. She got the Patriots.
Cam Newton.
We all got.
No.
Tone's got the Vikings over the Packers.
We got the Packers.
We got the Packers.
Then you and Tone.
You got the Jags over the Colts.
We got the Jags. You and Tone got the Colts.
We all got the Bears.
Tone's got
the Panthers. We got the Raiders.
You guys got the Bills.
We got the Bills. You got the Jets.
Tone's got the Browns. We got the Ravens.
All right.
We all got the Falcons. We all got the Chargers.
Yeah, I got the Ravens.
I got the Cardinals. You got the 49ers.
You got the Bucks. We got the Saints.
I got the Bucks. You guys got the Saints.
We got the Rams. You got the Cowboys. We got the Steelers. You got the
Giants.
And we all got the Broncos.
Okay. I like my picks. I'm taking it to Vegas, boy. About to get one of them cards.
Man, you got to play the spreads in Vegas, though. You got to play the spreads, too.
Can you do that in Philly? I'm just somewhere
in
Delaware. Is sports bet?
Yeah, you can do that in Delaware. Delaware, anywhere sports bet is legal.
Delaware.
Philly, Delaware, Jersey.
Who'd you bet on?
Yeah.
You went with Eric. You bet on something.
I was closed when I went.
Oh. Y'all went down to bet on the Super Bowl or something.
It was too late, though.
Yeah.
But, anything else? Other topics we got to cover? No?
I don't got anything.
So you got anything else?
Nah, man. I pretty much touched on everything.
Just break my knuckles.
Something else that happened in a couple of days. You know how shit go. You know. Please.
Bust my knuckle.
The fuck out of it. All right, then. All right, bro. Well, yo, thanks for hitting it up again.
Just updated on any breaking news.
Come up with anything, let me know. We can rock.
We're trying to do a show like every day, even if we just do a little show, like a half an hour show. We're trying to get our standings up, our stats
up. Put out more content, man. That's all we're trying to do, dog.
Word. I'm with it.
Yes.
I'm with it.
Yeah. Thanks for calling once again and being a part of it.
Jeff swears we're going to be famous, and we're taking you with us.
Yeah. Here we are.
I'm with it.
You never know, man. You never know.
Check on that Mahomes thing for me, too, though.
I got you.
Maybe I missed him, but I didn't see him.
I'll check it out. I thought I could have sworn he was in it, but it is what it is. Anything else? I'm just waiting for Kim to come in here so she can say everything that we're pushing.
Website.
The website and everything else.
That shit was pretty dope. All right, dog.
I hit you tomorrow. Hit me tomorrow. Whatever.
All right,
man. You hit me, I hit you. However you go. All right, thank you guys. All right, bro.
Everybody, get yourself a Barbershop Talk Radio T-shirt. Check out our website, barbershoptalkradiostore.com. If you don't want a T-shirt, donate to the Cash App. Hit that Cash App button. Barbershop Talk Radio. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Barbershop Talk Radio. Follow us on YouTube, Young Slim, YUN9 space SLIM. Make sure you subscribe.
Thumbs it up,
comment, whatever you need to do. You just don't worry about the porno comments in the videos. I don't know where they came from. Just disregard those, okay? comment.
Or if you want to call in live during the show.
516-371-879. Like I said, we're trying to do like a little something every day. So, you can call in. Maybe you'll catch us on. If that, we're always on Mondays like 10-ish. That's a definite time.
But I definitely appreciate those who do listen.
Whoever wants to listen live, they can listen live on blogtalkradio.com/YUN9SLIM1224.
And also subscribe to the YouTube channel, please. To the YouTube channel, that's YUN9SLIM.
Push that button.
SLIM.
We got a lot of people listening to the video, but not hitting the subscribe button.
Please subscribe.
Make sure you subscribe. We're trying to build our platform up.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Peace. All right, turn it off.